Blue 42, hut, hike.
We are friends with fantasy benefits.
Mike, how hard are you right now?
Oh man, I've been hard since you said hi, welcome to Friends with Fantasy Benefits podcast.
It's a little awkward. We don't have our little three-way going anymore.
We are friends with fantasy benefits.
People are like, did you see how good Marcus Mariota looked the other night? I'm like, are you high? Did you watch that whole game just stoned?
But Mike, you're kind of the expert on all things groin and all things torn.
We are friends with fantasy benefits.
I'm not going to kiss the ring if you end up getting it.
You were going to kiss my fucking ring.
I'm not going to kiss the ring. You're going to kiss my ring. Finally, you've been, deciding to change your interest and go to redheads. And I'm happy about that. The ginger train is here.
We are friends with fantasy benefits. Taking over me.
Welcome to episode 72 of the Friends of Fantasy Benefits football podcast. I am Justin Mason, lead fantasy writer and analyst for Friends of Fantasy Benefits.com. Join me on the conference championships preview edition is Mike. Mike, how you doing?
Justin, what's up, man? I feel like things have happened since we last spoke. I could be wrong, though.
Yeah, I have to apologize, I guess, at the outset for not being able to record last week. For those of you who don't follow me on Twitter, you don't know that I got I got diagnosed with an arthritic hip and torn ligaments and things in my hip joint. So I had to get a cortisone shot in my hip, which was really, really fucking painful, and I could not record. I could barely walk.
Or sit.
So I definitely didn't want to like sit in a chair and talk to Mike for like 30 to 45 minutes about football. It was just too much pain to do so. So we took last week off. Hopefully, if you're playing in, your FanDuel lineups or in like the NFL.com, like kind of leagues and stuff like that, hopefully us not being around didn't kill you, but I just couldn't do it. I apologize, but we are back here to wrap up the playoffs, kind of wrap up the season for us. And hopefully help everybody out for this week if they're still playing fantasy football in some form.
Yeah, this is the last week of DFS. So, obviously those guys that have been playing all season, this is the last week that you can kind of get some exposure to some of the guys that you want. And I also will say on the DFS sense here that this is a better week and last week as well. They're better weeks to play tournaments and not cash games because, there's just everybody's going to have, such big ownership that, it's better to take gambles in tournaments than it is to play cash games where literally one guy will decide whether you break in for the cash or not. So this is definitely a slate where you want tournament exposure, not cash games.
All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and get started. But before we do, just want to thank everybody for listening this year. This was our first year doing a podcast for football. It was a lot of fun. I know Mike, Eli, and myself really, really enjoyed it, and especially enjoyed the fact that I whooped you guys on the board, that I was right 99% of the time, all those great things.
Yes, I appreciate every single listener that came in and, reviewed the podcast, talked to us, and I hope everybody that listened won their league in some way, or we, got help from us in some way. So, I appreciate it. We're going to be back next season, bigger and better than ever. And, thank you.
Yep. Thank you very much for listening. We will definitely be back next year and maybe do some new stuff, maybe more listener leagues, more ways for listeners to get involved. But and we'll be recording in the off season. It won't be necessarily every week, but somewhat often. I would like to at least do 1 to 2 podcasts a month in the off season, especially when big things come up. We'll do like a draft day special and, a couple of free agency shows and stuff like that. So, we're not like disappearing until, July or anything like that. So we'll definitely be around. But let's go ahead and get started. We'll talk about the first game, and that is the New England Patriots at the Denver Broncos. I don't think anybody's playing Peyton Manning this week, but I mean, Mike, would you recommend playing Peyton Manning like in a DFS, or are you pretty much staying away from him?
No, I'm not. He's just not inspiring to me. I don't think there's really much to say here. If you watched him last week, you could easily see that he is the same quarterback as he's been the whole entire season. He's not mobile, obviously, and he's never really been mobile in his career. But the offensive line is shaky, and he just doesn't have enough zip on his ball to really be a force, you know, for this team. So I think that he is by far the worst quarterback play on this slate, and I don't think it's really close.
Yeah, I don't think I could, you know, pony up enough gall to play him in really in any format whatsoever. There are times where it's like the ball looks good coming out of his hands, and then there are times where it's like a really easy throw, and he should be able to just, you know, zip it right in there, and it's a fucking duck. I mean, like, as an NFL quarterback, you just can't do that. And, you know, as a fantasy player, I can't trust him in, like, my daily lineup or in my, like, playoff kind of challenge type league. So there's no way I can roster Peyton Manning. What about Tom Brady, though? Tom Brady, is he kind of a premier play for you, or are you more afraid to use him against the Denver defense?
I'm not really afraid to use him. Personally, I think that it's between him or Cam Newton in DFS who I'm going to roll with this week. Brady threw for 3 touchdowns and 280 yards against this Denver defense the last time they played. I think that this is going to be another game in which, you know, he does well. Again, Denver is going to come in really fired up, especially the defense, because, you know, they know that Peyton Manning isn't skilled much anymore. The Denver defense knows that if they're going to go to the Super Bowl, it's going to be because they stopped the New England offense. But I, in my heart, I feel like Bill Belichick is just a better coach, and Tom Brady is just a better player, and that they'll be able to get it done. I like this passing game, and, you know, that's just the way I feel about it. He's the second-ranked quarterback on both DraftKings and FanDuel. I don't mind if you roll with him and pair him up. Actually, I misspoke on DraftKings. Brady's actually the highest-rated, but I think that he's a great play, and I think that he is one of the guys that you should roll with this week.
Yeah, I agree with you. I like Brady this week. I mean, I think personally I would probably rather take Cam Newton, but I don't have a problem with Brady. I just think that, none of the quarterbacks are extremely inspiring, either because they're, you know, Peyton Manning and they're, you know, they look like shit personally, or because, you know, the other three defenses, Denver's defense, Carolina's defense, and Arizona's defense are just pretty studly. And, you know, you could see some pretty low scoring games. I mean, I assume that these games won't be completely low scoring, but the defenses that are still in the playoffs are fucking legit.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Why don't we go ahead and move over to running backs? Do you trust any Denver or New England running backs for that matter?
You know, I like CJ Anderson. I like what, you know, I've seen out of him the last couple of weeks. First off, I don't trust any New England running back because I do feel that Tom Brady will be able to pass, but the running game is just something completely different. Between Steven Jackson, who actually hasn't looked that bad, and James White, I mean, if you're looking for a PPR play, mainly on DraftKings, then I don't mind you rolling out James White, but he it's going to cost you. He's the third highest price guy on the site there, and I don't feel like he's worth it. I also didn't feel like he was worth it last week, but I'm liking what I'm seeing at CJ Anderson. It is going to be a timeshare, like it has been, and New England is pretty decent overall against the run, and they're a really, again, underrated defense like we've talked about this season. But I mean, he has touchdowns in 3 straight games now, if you count the regular season, and he's picking up yards. He has 72 yards rushing in 2 of the last 3, and then 95 in the game against San Diego in week 17. So I like CJ Anderson this week, and he's the only running back from this game I like.
Yeah, I don't really like any of the running backs from this game. I mean, if I'm gonna go really with any, I mean, I guess I would go with CJ Anderson. I mean, I have James White in our playoff challenge because I rostered him last week. And, you know, I completely regretted that. And if it wasn't for the fact that I'm getting double bonus points this week. I probably change it out, but I'm just going to roll with the double bonus points and hope to get lucky. but for the most part, I really want to play running backs out of the next game we're going to talk about. Like I said, if I felt like I needed to, if for some reason, I'm playing in a playoff challenge and, the teams above me are all rostering, the David Johnsons and Jonathan Stewart and stuff like that. And so I need to kind of go with like something different. Yeah, I guess I would go with CJ Anderson or James White, but it would have to be in that kind of situation only. What about wide receivers? I know that, there's kind of a lot of options. Edelman's finally back. He looks better. You've got both the Denver wide receivers. Which ones would you go with to play this week?
I really like Edelman a lot, and he didn't get to face this team the first game because he was out with an injury, but he was heavily targeted last week. And even though Denver has amazing corners, they struggled with the small speedy guys like Antonio Brown, for instance. I mean, he's obviously the best receiver in the game, but Edelman runs really quick, precise routes. And that's the type of receiver that can really hurt a team like the Broncos. So I feel like Julian Edelman's going to be on all of my DFS teams. He is the top priced wide receiver on DraftKings there. And he's the second highest priced guy on FanDuel. So you're going to have to pay for him. But again, I think that he is the type of guy that in a tournament can really help you win because of the amount of targets he's getting. He looked great coming off that foot surgery. So I really feel comfortable with him. If you want to take a gamble, I think Amendola is also one of those guys that fits that profile, quick slot type receiver, might be facing Bradley Roby down there in the slot. And if he gets, 4 or 5 targets there in the middle, he might be able to produce, 4 or 5 receptions for 50, 60 yards, maybe gets a touchdown in the end zone type of deal there. So I don't mind both Edelman or Amendola. The only one I wouldn't go with is LaFell.
I love Edelman. I mean, he's a guy that, I put him in our playoff challenge week one, week one. So that way I'm now getting triple points like for that. So, he's a guy I'm definitely continuing to roll with, in my playoff matchups and in DFS. As far as Denver is concerned, I'm a little bit concerned about, Emmanuel Sanders and his usage with Peyton Manning being back. So I think if I'm going to roll out a Denver wide receiver, it's Demaryius Thomas for sure.
Yeah, I actually didn't even talk about Denver's receivers. Apologize. I get so caught up in the Patriots. I just lose myself. But I'm really worried about all the Denver receivers. Mind you, that's two. But Demaryius, man, he's come out of games jittery, like to start. And they mentioned that on the broadcast last week that he himself has said he starts the games a little bit jittery and it takes him a little bit to warm up. But the drop issues aren't a new thing here. This is something that's continued to happen. Mix that in with Peyton Manning not being able to throw with the same velocity as he has been before. Also, the fact that he was struggling earlier in the season when Peyton Manning was healthy. I think that all of that together mixed with Malcolm Butler probably going to be on shadow coverage with Demaryius Thomas and his price on both DraftKings and FanDuel. I think I'm out on him in a playoff challenge. If you, for some reason, lost your receiver or whatever, I don't mind throwing him out there. But for me personally in DFS, I'm going to be avoiding, Demaryius Thomas as a whole. Maybe I throw Emmanuel Sanders in there. I feel a little bit more confident with him, but I don't feel confident with either, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I just really don't feel confident in Emmanuel Sanders because of the usage last week. I don't think he got a target in, the first quarter and a half. That to me is really telling that, Manning didn't even look to him for, almost the first half of the football game last week. So I just, until I see something, I'm probably staying away from Emmanuel Sanders. All right. Obviously you're playing Gronk. The biggest mistake I made in DFS last week is I didn't play Gronk. I had him in my lineups and things, and I just at last minute, I was like, I'm going to take him out. I'll put in someone else. I can't remember who I put in, but I'll have better wide receivers. And that was a huge fucking mistake. So you're obviously starting Gronk, right?
Yeah. I think that in DFS turn, I think the only question here is whether you're going to start him in DFS. And for me,
you have to, right? I mean,
I think that it's actually a sound strategy in DraftKings to start Gronk and Olsen personally. Yeah. Because of all of the receivers being pretty high priced there, I think that, you know, actually you're not getting Olsen for any discount either. So really, I think it comes down to whether you feel okay with that type of risk. But Olsen, I think, is just as good a play. Arizona hasn't been nearly as good against tight ends. But, you know, if I'm picking between Gronk and Olsen, I'm going to go with Gronk because, you know, Denver, I don't care who you are, you really can't stop him. And it's the playoffs. So, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. All right. I'm not real keen on starting either of the defenses in this game, but would you?
I think, you know, I mean, it depends on what you're really trying. In this slate, you're looking for somebody to make a play. And for me personally, I think the team that's most likely to make a play is the Patriots, actually. Because
oh, really?
I think Peyton Manning is the most inept quarterback
on
the slate.
I meant, yeah, Denver's most likely to turn it over.
Yeah, And the Patriots can be the ones that capitalize. So, you know, for me, I think the Patriots are the top defense on the whole slate because I think that they have the best possible chance to get a turnover, to get a pick six, you know, punt return, whatever it might be. So I think the Patriots are the one that I would roll with.
Yeah, I think if I'm going to roll with the defense out of this game, I mean, I'd probably rather start the Carolina defense. That defense just looks so dominant,
especially in the first
half. But if I'm going to roll with the defense in this game, it's going to be the Patriots' defense against Denver. Well, against Peyton Manning. You know, Denver's defense is great, but I'm not betting against Tom Brady in a playoff game. All right, New England Patriots at the Denver Broncos. Mike, who you got?
I am rolling with the Patriots. I'm rooting for Denver, though.
I'm rooting for Denver, but I'm rolling with the Patriots as well. You know, returning champs or defending champs. You know, Peyton Manning playing just crappy. I just don't know if Denver's defense is going to be able to hold New England's offense down the entire game. I think they win this game. It's a 3.5-point spread. I think if I had to, I would probably take the Broncos plus 3.5. But I would not bet this game, you know, kind of straight up or anything like that. Let's go ahead and move over to the Carolina Panthers hosting the Arizona Cardinals. Both quarterbacks, I think, are good plays this week. But do you have a preference on which one you'd like?
For DFS, I don't mind, again, since we're playing tournaments here, I don't mind if you are looking at it in the sense of Cam Newton and the Panthers are going to get up early on the Cardinals and Carson Palmer is going to be forced to throw. But also on the other end of that, Carson Palmer looked really bad last week. He missed multiple receivers. The biggest one that I, you know, really was upset with was David Johnson being, you know, he just high sailed one to David Johnson by about 5 feet. And which pretty much shows to me that Palmer is still having issues with that finger and, you know, could be a big issue against a Carolina defense that, you know, it doesn't matter where you throw it on the field. Doesn't matter if it's Josh Norman's side or if Luke Kuechly's running down the middle. I mean, they know how to cover. Mm-hmm. So, I don't mind, again, since we're playing tournaments, rolling Carson Palmer out there because he is, you know, just a step ahead of Peyton Manning and Price. But, you know, you will have that risk of Palmer having a really, really bad game, like 2 or 3 interceptions, bad game. So,
yeah, I do worry a little bit about Carson Palmer as well. But, and he has so many weapons that is great as Carolina's defense has been and played, especially in the early part of last week. You just can't cover all of the weapons all game long, you know.
No, you can't.
You know, I mean, they just have too many wide receivers, too many great players on that defense to cover everybody. So, I wouldn't mind playing. I prefer Cam Newton. You know what what he can do through the air, what he can do on the ground himself. I just think he's so multi-dimensional that I think and dangerous. I mean, how great that offense looked in the first half against Seattle last week was all to do with Cam Newton. Of course, you know, the defense helped them out a little bit, but, you know, giving them short fields, But that offense just had no problems moving the ball against a really great defense in Seattle. And I know Arizona's defense is good, but it's not. I don't think it can hold up necessarily against what Cam Newton can offer. So love Cam Newton this week.
Yeah, I do just want to mention this about the Carolina defense and Carson Palmer, because you're bringing up a great point. You know, Palmer has a lot of weapons. The last four quarterbacks that have faced Carolina, you know, Russell Wilson, he threw for 366 and three touchdowns. The week before that was Jameis Winston. He threw for over 300 yards. Matt Ryan even threw for over 300 yards. And then the week before that was Eli Manning throwing for four touchdowns. So, you know, there is an argument to be made that Carson Palmer could have a great game here and nobody would be shocked. And in a DFS sense, I think that that's highly valuable. So I think Cam Newton is by far the most safe play this week. Mm-hmm. But if you're in, again, rolling in tournaments, I have no problem going Palmer.
All right. Running backs wise, I mean, I love both Jonathan Stewart and David Johnson. I think they're the best two running backs playing this week. So do you have a preference on which one you like the most? Because I think while I probably prefer Carolina in this game for the most part, I think fantasy wise I think I like David Johnson a little bit more.
Yeah, David Johnson has been the top owned, you know, running back for not just the playoff challenge, but for DFS last week. He's going to again be the top running back this week, you know, just because he's the guy that's getting all the touches. Mm-hmm. You know, he's getting all the touches. He's still a, you know, crazy dynamic back. You know, last week, I don't think is a game to really look at how Carolina did against the run, because Seattle was just so far down early that they just couldn't run the ball. The last couple games before that, Devontae Freeman, Doug Martin, Rashad Jennings, they all had really good games against this Carolina defense. So I think if anything, that shows that David Johnson will again be the best floor guy on this slate. If it's me personally, I just start, you know, my lineup with David Johnson, and then I kind of just work my way from there.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. Wide receiver wise, I mean, are you going to roll out any of the bums in Carolina? Or are you, I really like Michael Floyd. I really like what I've seen from him the last few weeks, even leading up into the playoffs, but last week as well. I mean, are you going to continue kind of rolling his hot streak, or are you going to go with a different guy?
But before we go into that, I do want to say, too, that I think Jonathan Stewart's a good play, even though Arizona's good against the run. But as far as the Arizona receivers, I am a little worried about I like Floyd the most, personally. I am a little worried that he because he stays on the outside the most. Larry Fitzgerald kind of gets kicked into the slot the most out of the Arizona receivers. Mm-hmm. So I'm a little worried that Michael Floyd gets a lot of Josh Norman because he plays on that side of the field. So I think that Larry Fitzgerald is the guy that you want to roll with here. But again, Michael Floyd's been just so good lately that you can't completely fade him in tournaments. So personally, I think that the guy that I would roll with the most is Larry Fitzgerald if you can fit him in. If you can't, then I don't mind rolling Floyd. But I think Fitz is the best play out of the group.
Yeah, I do like the Fitzgerald call, because you're right. He does get kind of moved in the slot for the most part because of the other two wide receivers, and Norman will not be following him into the slot. That's just something Norman really doesn't do for the most part. So you could see Floyd see a lot of Norman on Sunday. So I think it's a fair point. I think Floyd has been so good recently that I'd still roll him out there. What is his price on DraftKings?
On DraftKings, he is currently the 1, 2, 3, 4 fifth wide receiver, 5,300.
So, I mean, I think that's a pretty good price. So, I wouldn't be afraid of that too much.
And I didn't mention the Carolina receivers. Mm-hmm. I think that if you're gonna take a flyer, Ted Ginn's the guy. Patrick Peterson has been amazing this year, so you know, take that into account as well. But there has been games where Ted Ginn has flown off the handle, and even though he's gotten 15 targets and only caught two of them, I mean, obviously that's not true, but you know, he does drop the ball a lot. He has the upside to run for an 80-yard touchdown at any time. And you know, in the sense of not having any statistical data to back this up, he's kind of due. So it wouldn't surprise me if he went off for a couple long ones. And again, you know, something that hasn't been talked about enough by the media is, you know, Tyrann Mathieu isn't there. He's currently not on the roster. I mean, he had that massive season-ending injury, and he's not there. So I think that Ted Ginn, you know, even though he will get matched up with Peterson, there's probably going to be a good amount of times that he's not as well, which makes him, you know, one of my better plays this week, especially based on salary. He is pretty cheap on both sites, a lot cheaper than some of the other top options if you want to go that route. But I think that the top plays are Fitzgerald and then Michael Floyd and then Ted Ginn Jr. in that order.
Yeah, I don't even know if I'd roll out with Ted Ginn Jr., and I definitely wouldn't roll out with like a Devin Funchess or a Philly Brown or anything like that. Nah, it's such a crapshoot in the right receiver core there. I mean, like Devin Funchess was only on the field for, I think, like nine offensive plays last week, and only three of them were during passing plays or something. So, like, I mean, definitely got to rule him out. And, I mean, are you really going to trust Philly Brown? No. Patrick Peterson going to be on Ted Ginn Jr., like you said. Yeah, I don't think I want to fuck with that too much. So for the most part, I think I'm stick. If I'm playing wide receivers in out of this game, it's either Floyd or Fitzgerald. All right, let's move over to tight ends. I don't even know who Arizona's playing at tight anymore. I mean, I think they're still what got Jermaine Gresham, but
Darren Fells.
Yeah, so definitely not doing that. But you did mention Greg Olsen earlier. But you still would prefer Gronk to him, though, right?
Yes. I prefer Gronk to him because Gronk is the best tight end in the league.
Yeah.
Even though some people are going to make the Jordan Reed case next year. But that's something we could talk about in the offseason. Richard Rodgers had a good game against Arizona last week. It wasn't spectacular. But, you know, he went 5 for 45. But, you know, I'm saying play tournaments. And this is just not a position where you need to be contrarian. You know, I think the most contrarian thing you could possibly do is go Darren Fells, and that is not going to be a good strategy for you. So you have to go at least Greg Olsen. If you don't want to go Olsen, go Gronk. And the only other options here, I mean, again, only four teams is Owen Daniels / Vernon Davis. And you have fun doing that against, you know, Dante Hightower, Jamie Collins, probably one of the best, if not the best linebacker core in all football. So, you know, really it comes down to whether you like Gronk or Olsen the most. I think both are solid plays.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that. They're both solid plays, but I'm still sticking with Gronk for me. You know, I don't necessarily. I mean, if you're playing, you know, in like a DFS format with a flex, I don't actually mind, you know, putting one of those guys into my flex. You can get them both in your roster. I think Olsen will get a ton of work in this game, but if I've got to decide between the two, it's definitely Gronk. All right. Which defense are you most willing to play? Is it Carolina because you think that that Palmer could turn the ball over once or twice?
Yeah, from this game, it would be Carolina. I think overall, if I was going to rank based on prices, you know, which really don't matter this week, the prices are just kind of all, you know, close to the same, you know, so really you're just kind of making a pick'em choice here. For me, I think I would go with number one Patriots, and they are the lowest price overall on DraftKings, at least. I think, yeah, they're actually lowest on both sites. And then after that, I would go Carolina, followed by Denver, and then Arizona.
Yeah, I mean, I think if I'm starting a defense here, and I think the defense I probably will roll with, especially in DFS this week, is Carolina's defense. You know, I don't mind going with Arizona's defense because I think that, you know, the wide receiver core is so bad in Carolina. Maybe they can cover everybody fairly well, but Cam Newton has just looked so good last week that I would kind of scare me away from it. So I'll probably end up rolling with Carolina in most of my like DFS lineups this week.
Yeah, one thing I will say about Arizona, like that I look for in fantasy defenses, I look at sack rate because, you know, if you can pressure the quarterback, that obviously influences turnovers, it influences fumbles and, you know, stuff like that. And Arizona has kind of failed to get a really good pass rush going this year. I mean, they even signed Dwight Freeney, who, you know, obviously, I mean, nothing against him. He's probably a Hall of Famer, but, you know, he's not really in a good spot in his career to contribute in a pass rush. So the top pass rush this year has been Denver, and then the second best has been New England, according to Football Outsiders' adjusted sack rate here. So, I mean, that's kind of where I'm coming from with New England, is that I think with that bad defensive or offensive line that Denver's trotting out there, and then New England having such a good sack rate so far, I think that can really help, you know, generate some sacks and turnovers since Peyton Manning, again, is throwing ducks out there as well.
Yeah, I think I'm on board with you. All right, we have the Arizona Cardinals at the Carolina Panthers. Mike, who you got?
Who's beating Carolina? That's all I'm wondering at this point. I mean, you have to go Carolina, in my opinion.
I mean, here's the thing I will say. You know, they did slow down a lot in the second half. I'm taking Carolina in this game, and I'm taking them to cover the spread as well. But they did, like, you know, they did not look good after they put up the 31 points.
Agreed. I mean, they didn't put up any more.
Yeah, I mean, so, like I was telling my brother-in-law, you know, because we were talking about it and stuff, and he was like, oh, man, you know, they put up 31 so quick. I was like, yeah, but what team shows up? Like, don't get me wrong, I'm picking Carolina to win this game, but would I be surprised if Arizona won? No. And would I be surprised if New England beats them in the Super Bowl? No, because if you give New England 2 weeks to prepare for Carolina, that's a long time to kind of get ready for that offense, so and that defense, and God knows what Belichick can do, you know, how much cheating he can surmise in 2 weeks.
Yeah, and that's why I was and have been so excited about these playoffs, because there's no clear-cut team. There just isn't this year. And, you know, you can see all four of the teams in their own right going to the Super Bowl and winning in some way, shape, or form. And that's kind of been the beauty of these playoffs. I mean, the game, you know, we didn't pod last week, but the game against Arizona and Green Bay, I mean, probably one of the best games I've seen in playoff football in my lifetime. And, you know, I think that kind of shows that just how even all of these teams really are. So, you know, I agree with that. You know, I mean, they didn't put up anything in the second half last week, Carolina, and they easily, you know, not easily, but I could easily see a scenario where Arizona comes in and wins and they go to the Super Bowl. I mean, absolutely. They're that good, too.
I'm going to disagree with you a little bit, because, I mean, I watched that whole Arizona Packers game. And it was the greatest quarter and like a half I've ever seen. But like the whole game was pretty shitty up until the fourth quarter. It was not that great of a game. It was actually pretty ugly for the most part. And then it got amazing, you know, especially, you know, the second half of the fourth quarter. But yeah, I mean, it was definitely some moments to remember for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the second half was definitely better. It, just overall, I mean, it was a battle. I thought it was an amazing game. That's me.
All right, who are you picking to win the Super Bowl?
I am picking the Patriots.
Oh man, I'm gonna take the Panthers. I think it's time. It's time that, you know, the Panthers win a Super Bowl. You know, they've been to one. They should have won it against the Patriots. I think they get their revenge against the Patriots and they win. So hopefully they do, because that's what I really want to see happen, but I think it will.
Hey, I would love that too. I mean, I honestly, based on that first half last week, I don't see anybody beating that, including the Patriots. So if they play like that, then no, nobody's going to beat them.
Yeah, agreed. All right, well, that is going to wrap us up for this season. Mike, why don't you tell people where you can be reached and what you're working on now that football's over?
Yeah, so we are almost full baseball mode at friendswithfantasybenefits.com. We have, you know, we continued our baseball podcast throughout the off season, and also another podcast that you and I will be doing in addition to our, you know, flagship show that we have going on. But we have our ranks up for baseball on the site. We have a lot of really good content going up as well. So if you're a baseball fan and you're rearing to go for the season like we are, we have plenty of stuff for you, and we have much more coming as well. You can reach me on Twitter at Mike Werner, FWFB. There's, you know, industry drafts going on. There's going to be more industry drafts going. There's also going to be a lot more signings in baseball. We're kind of getting to the home stretch of all the free agents signing and getting new homes and everything. It's a really exciting time. The Super Bowl's coming as well. So I hope you kind of join us here at Friends with Fantasy Benefits. Listen to us in the off season, and we appreciate you listening. Thank you very much.
Yep. You can reach me on Twitter at Justin Mason, FWFB. You know, you can always tweet us football questions in the off season or leading up through and through the Super Bowl, because we'll definitely be active and on there and always willing to talk football. But like Mike said, yeah, it's full bore baseball time now for us. Mike and I don't really cover basketball for fantasy. We just do football and baseball. So, like you said, we've got two podcasts a week for Friends of Fantasy Benefits. That the second one starts next week. The first one has been going for a couple weeks now. We have ranks on the sites. We have articles on the sites. A big prospect review thing that our buddy Matt Thompson's doing. We've got new writers, new podcasters. It's a lot going on, and I'm going to have some other stuff that I'll be announcing probably on the baseball podcast coming up with me as well. So definitely check us out there on friendsoffantasybenefits.com. If you liked the show this year, please give us a rate and review on iTunes. We kind of stopped mentioning that a whole bunch throughout the year, but that really helps us out. You know, go and give us 5 stars. If you do, that will get you into the Listener League for next year. We hope to have at least two of those next year, if not more. Once again, I really want to thank everybody for listening, for reaching out to us on Twitter and on Facebook and places like that. Really means a lot to us, and we really, really enjoy it ourselves. So for Mike and myself, thank you for listening, and have a fantastic football offseason.